Did you get our messages?
You know, we tried to contact you for a long time. Not sure which, if any, of our messages you received, but taken collectively, they tell a sad tale of unrequited obsession.
The Pioneer Plaque, 1973.
Our first attempt to introduce ourselves was a pair of gold anodized aluminum plaques we sent into deep space. If you found it, you probably need some help on the symbols. The bra at the top there is the transition of hydrogen. The asterisk thingy is the map you were supposed to use to get here, and the couple there on the right, as naked as they are, was our way of asking you guys if you swing. What can we say? It was the 70s.
The Arecibo Message, 1974.
So we hadn't heard back from you by the following year, so we took a different approach. 3-minute broadcast of 1,679 frequency-modulated zeros and ones that had all the graphic sophistication of a light-bright picture. Lame, we know, but to be fair, this was about the coolest thing we could make computers do in 1974. That was the same year we put out a digital game that was nothing but two oscillating line segments and a dot. We called it Pong. It was huge!
The Voyager Golden Record, 1977.
3 years had passed, and, nothing. Nada. Not a word. So we did what desperate suitors do. We made you a mixtape. This gold record, actually, gold-plated. We didn't want you to think we'd spend too much on it. Contains Earth sounds, its greetings in 55 languages, and a broad selection of terrestrial music. Liner notes were provided by Jimmy Carter, one of our most accomplished failures, and Kurt Waldheim, one of our least culpable Nazi war criminals.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, 1977.
Later that year, in one last desperate, stalker-esque move, hundreds of U.S. government officials gathered in secrecy in northeastern Wyoming to play a 5-tone musical sequence they hoped would serve as your beacon of welcome. In a dry run filmed for posterity, hundreds of children dressed as long-necked, translucent creatures mingled freely with the officials, who also included a civilian Academy Award winner, Richard Dreyfuss. But real aliens never came. And to justify the ridiculous cost, we repurposed the footage into a phenomenally successful film.
Radio Transmissions, 1999 to 2010.
For the next 22 years, we left you alone. Figured you needed your space, i.e. space. Then the old itch came back. So using a new generation of radio transmitters, we started drunk dialing the universe. Ostensibly, the messages were about prime numbers and atomic structures, but the real message was, hey man, come over. It's late and we've got weed.